感谢主，我们能够在这个 Zoom 上面来相见。
Praise the Lord that we can meet again via Zoom.
我们盼望着很快有那一天，我们继续在教会里面，在一起能够敬拜，一起能够来拥抱，坐在一起能够来交流。
So we're longing for the day that we can unite together again in the church, where we can worship together and praise together and hugging each other.
我们可以一起来吃饭。
Okay,
我们可以一起来哭，一起来笑。
So we can have food with each other, we can laugh with each other and cry with each other.
所以我们相信这个日子很快就会来到，我们继续来祷告。
So we continue to pray and we believe this day is, will be, here soon.
那今天我讲的信息呢，是怎么样来，这个抓住神的应许，得到神的应许。
So today my message is on how to grasp the blessings from the Lord.
那我想在座的每一个人都想得到神的应许，都想得到神的祝福，是不是？
I believe each and every one of us here today would like to get the blessing from the Lord, isn't that right?
是不是啊？我想每一个人都会祈祷。
I believe everyone wants to get the blessing from the Lord.
但是圣经里面呢，圣经留下教训，就是说有好多的踪迹可循，我们怎么样来真正得到神的应许
？So in the Bible, you can see a lot of ways that how you can get the promises from the Lord.
那今天呢，我们特别的从这个雅各，就是以色列的这样一个例子呢，我们来看怎么样来抓住神的应许，得到他的应许。
So today we are going to look at the, at Jacob. So, Israel, Jacob got the blessing from the Lord.
我相信我们在生命里面呢，我们现在成为基督徒，还是有些人还没有受洗呢，都心里有所求，有所愿，在神的面前有所求的。
So, as a Christian, or even if you haven't baptized yet, have a wish in your heart that you want to get this from the Lord.
有的人可能是你自己的工作，学业。
So for some people, maybe it's about your career and your learning, your study.
那有的人是你的这个健康。
So for some people, it may be your health.
有的人是你的人际关系。
So for some people, it may be your relationship.
那有的人呢是内心非常的可能空虚，他需要觉得找到生命的一个落脚点。
So for some people, maybe you want to find a place in your heart so that you won't be feeling like empty.
那这些所求的东西呢，神在神那边都有答案。
So all these things you ask for, yeah, it's an answer with God.
但是我们怎么样来得到呢？怎么样来抓住呢
？How do we get the answer from the Lord? How do we grasp His blessing?
那我们就从圣经里面来学习。
So we learn from the Bible.
也从我们周围的人，弟兄姐妹的生命里面的见证来学习。
We can also learn from our brothers and sisters and from their testimonies.
今天当我讲完以后呢，我让 Mary Wong 会来做一个见证。
So after I finish sharing today, I will ask Mary Wong to share her testimony.
那其实她最近经历很多，真的神的应许很快就来临。
So she has been experiencing a lot, and the God's promise came upon her.
其实最近有我们教会的弟兄姐妹中间有好几个人都在生命里面经历很大的突破。
So actually, quite a number of brothers and sisters among our church has experiencing great promises from the Lord these days.
但是他们有一些还没有准备好要分享，以后再分享。
But some of them are not ready to share yet, but they will be willing to share later.
那我们就从雅各的故事来开始。
So we will learn from the story of Jacob.
大家知道，就是说，神给亚伯拉罕有一个极大的应许。
So we know that God gave Abraham a great promise.
圣巴亚伯拉罕从乌尔召出来的时候呢，就应许他说：“我要祝福你，成为万国之父。”
So when Abraham was being called, and God promised him that he will become the father of the nations.
那亚伯拉罕呢，经过很多的试验，神就证实证明他是一个愿意信靠主的人，不断的经过了这样一些很多的 test。最后神就把越大越大的祝福加给他。
So after being tested many times, so Abraham was tested by the Lord so that he know that he is the one that God wants him to be.
那其中的一个祝福呢，就是说他要祝福他的子孙啊，祝福他的子孙像海边的沙那样多，天上的星那样多。他的子孙要得着城，仇敌的城嘛，万国都会因他的子孙要得祝福。
So one of the blessing that Abraham got from the Lord is that his descendant will be as numerous as the sands on the earth, and also they will tremble on the enemy's head.
那他的这个应许呢，当然要通过他的子孙也要来实现。
Of course, these promises will also have to come through his descendant.
但是他的子孙中间谁能得到他的这样一个传承呢？谁能得到他的这个应许呢？
So among his descendants, who will be the one to receive the promise or the inheritance?
那他的孙子雅各是其中的一个。
So his grandson Jacob is one of them.
雅各呢，就是后来的以色列。
So Jacob later became Israel.
其实呢，他不应该得到这样一个祝福，因为他不是长子。
He shouldn't be the one who is supposed to receive the blessing because he wasn't the firstborn.
那为什么他得到这样一个长子的名分和神的一个祝福呢？
How come he got the blessing of the firstborn?
是故事是这样的。
So the story went like this.
那这个亚伯拉罕生了以撒，以撒呢就娶了Rebecca 利百加，利百加就给他生了一对双胞胎。
So the son of Abraham is Isaac. So Isaac got married with Rebecca, and they had two sons, so Esau and Jacob.
他们是双胞胎。
So they are twins.
那在这个肚子里面的时候呢，就是他们两个就会打架。
So even inside their mother's womb, they would have wrestle with each other inside his mother's womb.
当出生的时候呢？这个雅各这个老后出来的呢，他就抓着哥哥的脚跟。
So when they came out, when they were born, Jacob, the second born, was holding on to the firstborn, Esau's foot.
那他的名字后来就叫做雅各，就是抓的意思。
That's why his name is called Jacob, also meaning holding on to something.
Grasp,
yeah.
所以呢，他这个名字呢，就像他本人，他什么都要抓。
So the name also
好的东西都要抓。
So his name also represents him because he is the person that likes to grasp everything.
那本来这个长子的名分呢，是属他哥哥以扫的。
So the firstborn blessing should be with his.Older brother Esau.
但是呢，这个雅各呢，一直就想得到这样一个长子的名分，因为长子的名分有很多从神来的祝福。
But Jacob wants to become the firstborn, so because as a firstborn you get double blessing from your father.
所以他就欺骗他的哥哥。
So he deceived his brother.
那哥哥有一次打猎回来呢，肚子非常的饿了，就是说。他就弟弟雅各呢做红豆汤，他就说：“我给你这个汤吃，你肚子饿了，你把长子的名分就卖给我。”
So one day his brother Esau came back home from hunting, and he was hungry. and Jacob was making a lentil soup. So his brother wants to have the soup, and Jacob told his brother that if you sell your firstborn right, then I will give you the soup. That's why he got the right as a firstborn.
那你听这些故事的时候呢，你发现没有什么新鲜，你可能都要睡着了。但是这些故事非常非常的重要，对你怎么样得到神的应许。
Even though you may be very familiar with the stories, but the story is actually very important with you.
你现在要仔细的听他怎么样得到这样一个应许。
You should listen carefully how he got the promise.
每一个人都要仔细地听雅各。
Every one of us needs to listen carefully how he got the blessings.
他也不是一个道德品质不怎么样的人，他怎么样会得到神那样的祝福呢？他把他爷爷亚伯拉罕、爸爸雅各的神的祝福全部都会拿过来，他怎么可能呢？
So him is not a morally righteous person, but how come he got all these blessings from his grandfather, his fathers?
那你今天是不是也想得到神的祝福？
So today, do you also want to get the blessing from the Lord?
那你是不是说你是一个品行非常好的人呢？
So do you call yourself as a righteous person?
那我觉得我们从心底里面讲，我们很多人都不是品行很好的。
So deep in our hearts, we know ourselves that most of us are not righteous.
我这样讲的话呢，这不是我在讲，圣经里面讲的。圣经里面讲，我们都是罪人。
So this is actually written in the Bible. The Bible calls us all sinners.
那我们怎么得到神的祝福呢？
Then how can we get the blessing from the Lord as sinners?
那如果雅各这样一个欺骗人的人，他能够得到神全辈的祝福，你和我是非常有盼望。
So Jacob as a deceiver, even him got the blessings. So you and I can also get the blessing, should also get the blessing from the Lord.
所以他就骗来了他长子的名分，后来呢，他就让他的爸爸呢，从他爸爸那边又骗来给长子的祝福。
So he deceived Esau to get the firstborn birthright, and also he deceived his fathers to get the blessing for the firstborn.
那后来呢，神就一步一步带领他，并大大的祝福他。
So later the Lord led him step by step and blessed him greatly.
你的心里可能就这样一个糟糕的人，他欺负他哥哥，骗他哥哥，把他哥哥的父母都拿走，神还要祝福他。
You may be wondering, like, how come this person that deceived his brother, his father, and still God wants to give him the blessings? Why is that?
如果今天你是孔子的门徒呢，你就会这样想。
If you are a disciple of Confucius, then you might think like this.
如果你是耶稣的门徒呢，你就要从另外的角度去想。
But if you are the disciple of Jesus Christ, then you have to think otherwise.
那这个雅各呢，最主要的他神为什么会看重他呢？第一个，他看重神的祝福。
So how come God put a lot of emphasis on Jacob is because Jacob values God's blessing.
其实他的哥哥品格比他好，品性比他好，非常的憨厚老实，也孝敬父母。
So, indeed that his brother Esau has better characteristic than him, and he's also taking care of his own parents.
那为什么神不祝福以扫，会祝福雅各呢？
Then how come God did not bless Esau, but instead he blessed Jacob?
其实圣经里面说呢，神恨恶一个人，神从来不说他恨恶一个人，他说恨恶以扫。
So in the Bible, God never said he hates anybody, except in the Bible says he hates Esau.
那神怎么会恨我这样一个如此憨厚的一个人，如此轻快的一个人啊，如此孝敬父母的一个人啊，
so、how,
如此老实的一个人。
So how come God hates such person like Esau, who is quite caring and yeah,
very honest.
Yeah, honest and simple.
那圣经上就是这样讲，就是他呢轻看他长子的名分，他轻看神。问题不是在他也乖不乖，而是他轻看神。
So the problem with Esau is that he did not value his birthright. So he did not value God.
那神怎么样会爱雅各这样一个骗子呢？
So how God, why God love Jacob?A deceiver, a liar.
为什么这样大大的祝福他呢？
How could God like bless him mightily like that?
我举一个例子你就知道了。
So if I give you an example, then you will be able to understand.
如果有人今天他通过一种欺骗的方式，他要来得我的祝福，他这种欺骗的方式呢，有可能让他身败名裂，有可能会找别人恨恶他。有可能找别人杀害他，他还要来得我的祝福，我会怎么做？
So for example, if I have a blessing, but someone wants to steal the blessing from me, so there are certain results to that. So one of them, he may be caught and maybe his reputation may be destroyed. So how do I react to that?
那如果一个人他要冒着骗别人的危险，被别人杀害、被别人恨恶的危险，要来见我，比如说吧，就是我这个人很难见到，本来这个祝福不是给他的，但是他拼命要骗，通过骗的手段要得到我这个祝福。
So this person wants to deceive me in order to get my blessings and willing to bear the shame and then bearing the.The cost of
deceive somebody else. Deceive somebody else. Deceive somebody else to get my blessing. My blessing is supposed to be for somebody else.
Okay.
那你先想呢，就是说我会怎么样对待这个人？我告诉你，我把我一半的财产不经过师母的同意就要给他，因为这个人太看重我了。
So you know what? I might just give half of my blessing to him because this person is
half of my inheritance.
Yeah, I will give half my inheritance to this person because he really values my blessings.
我不知道你听懂没有，就是他要通过骗别人要来得到我的祝福，他对我太看重了。
So I don't know if you understand what I say. He wants to deceive someone else in order to get the blessing from me because he really values me.
这就是神为什么看重雅各的缘故。
This is why God values Jacob.
我们今天多少的人就是愿意像雅各这样，就是冒着被别人欺骗这个恨恶的危险来找耶稣呢？
So how many of us are like Jacob today? So willing to bear the cost of being hated by someone else and deceiving someone else in order to come to Jesus?
也有这样的人。
There may be people like that.
这样的人一定会得到耶稣的祝福。
And these people will surely get the blessing from Jesus.
那至于说他的品性怎么样呢？你不用担心。
So, this has nothing to do with his own personality.
How about his character?
Character.
What's going to happen to his character? 你可能现在就要问这样一个问题。作为中国人呢，我们都会问这样一个问题：难道他的品格很坏就不算了吗？
So, as a Chinese, you may ask this question. So, if this person has a bad character, so doesn't count that towards him?
那在神的文化里面呢是这样的，第一个所有的人都是罪人。
So in God's culture, it's like this. Every one of us are sinners.
那有一个人说他品行好，或者别人看他是品行好，那只是人的看法而已。
So whether someone sees him as a good and righteous person is just from that person's perspective.
特别我们中国人常常有过去的习惯，就是从孔夫子的角度看，从人的角度看这个人坏或者好，这个在神的文化里面根本是不一样的，神的角度是不一样的。
So especially us as a Chinese, because we have the teachings from like Confucius, and we think a person as whether they are righteous according to their own character. But in God's culture, it's not like that.
在神的文化里面，你和我都是罪人。
So
清清楚楚就知道你是罪人，我也是罪人。
So in God's culture, every one of us is sinners. So you are a sinner, I'm a sinner.
那你看你自己呢？要看成一个罪人。
So you have to see yourself as a sinner.
你看别人的时候呢，也要看成罪人。
So when you see others, you have to see them as sinners too.
我这样讲，你不要吃惊，他真的是罪人。
So do not be shocked when I say this, because he is a sinner.
你不要吃惊，你旁边坐的那位真的真的是一个罪人。
So do not be shocked that the person next to you is a sinner.
他真的是个罪人。
He is indeed a sinner.
你需要知道，他也需要知道。
You have to know this, and the person next to you should know this too.
你如果认为他是个义人的话，你就对他有要求；你如果知道他是一个罪人的话，你就对他没要求。
If you know him, if you think of him as a righteous person, then you will have a certain expectations from this person. But if you see him as a sinner, then you expect nothing.
所以今天你对旁边的那个人如果有期望，有要求的话呢，你要悔改。为什么？你把他看成一个义人，完全错误的。
So if you have expectation from the person next to you, then you have to repent because you think of him as a righteous person.
所以今天我们在座的人好多人都要悔改，因为你对旁边的人期望太高。
So most of us has to repent today because you have too much expectation from the person next to you.
雅各得到神的祝福是因为他看重神，而不是因为他好。
So the reason that Jacob got the blessing from the Lord is because he really treasures what God gives, what God is, rather than his own characteristic.
当他骗到长子的这个名分和骗到长子的祝福之后呢，就开始经历一系列的事情，神带领他经历。
So after he deceived others to get the firstborn birthright and got the blessing from his father, he started to experience a lot of things from the Lord.
我们要非常非常的感谢主，不管我们是雅各还是以扫，不管我们是诚实人还是骗子，今天来到主的殿里面来敬拜他，哈利路亚，你要得到雅各的祝福。
So no matter you are an Esau today or a Jacob today, whether you are honest or you are the deceiver. But we have to come here today to know that we need to get the blessing just like Jacob did.
而且神呢一定会来祝福你。
And surely God is going to bless us.
如果雅各这样糟糕的人能得到祝福，那你也能得到，我也能得到。
So if Jacob is such a deceiver can get the blessings, you and I can also get the blessing from the Lord.
那在他生命成长的过程里面呢，神就和他同行，一直在保护着他。
So God is always with Jacob while he is going through his life.
当然，因着他欺骗他的哥哥呢，他的哥哥就想到要杀他。
So after he deceived his brother Esau wanted to kill him.
他就开始逃跑，逃到他岳父那里去。
So he ran away to his father-in-law.
他逃跑的时候呢，那个时候至少40岁，因为圣经里面写呢，40岁的时候他的哥哥娶了一个妻子，那时候他还没有逃跑，所以他逃跑的时候至少40岁，也没结婚。
So when he ran away from his brother, he was at least 40 years old. Because in the Bible says, when Esau was 40 years old, he got married with a woman. But that time, Jacob haven't got married yet.
以扫40岁结婚的时候呢，那雅各多少岁呢？
So if Esau is 40 years old, then how old is Jacob?
这个数学我们都会算，因为他们是双胞胎，所以他也是40岁。
So we know the math, right? Because they are twins, so he should be also 40 years old.
所以他在逃跑的时候呢，我们要看看神怎么样来看待他，这个非常非常的重要，对于你和我都非常的重要。
So while he was running away, that we have to know closely how God treated him, because you and I need to know about this.
跑啊跑啊，不知跑了多少天，有一天呢，就在一个地方就睡下了。
So he ran for many, many days. So one day he fell asleep.
那这一段经文呢，我要读一下，就是看到神怎么样来对待他。
So I want to read this verse and see how God treated Jacob.
在创世纪28章第14节，13节。
So it's in Genesis 28 verse 14, 13.
耶和华站在梯子以上说，我是耶和华你主亚伯拉罕的神，是以撒的神，我要见你现在所卧之地，赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东向西向南向北展开，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福，我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，终不离弃你，直到我成全了向你所应许。
So Genesis 28 verse 13, there above is to the Lord, and he said, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. I will give you and your descendants the land on which you are lying. Your descendants will be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the west and to the east, to the north and to the south. The people on earth will be blessed through you and your offsprings. I'm with you and will watch over you wherever you go. And I will bring you back to this land. I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
那这个神向他显现的时候呢，我要问你，是他做了祷告呢，还是没做祷告，神就向他显现呢？
So I need to ask you about this. So when God appeared to Jacob, did he pray?
他是不是在禁食祷告敬拜两个小时，唱最好听的歌给神，所以神就向他显现了呢？
Was he fast and praying and praising God for hours and hours, and then God appeared to him?
是不是他前一天晚上说，我要禁食祷告，我嘴里面不要说不好听的话，不要跟我的弟弟打架，完了以后呢，我明天敬拜神的时候恩膏就下来了呢？
So did he fast and pray the day before and then say, okay, I will not fight with my brother Esau, and then I will be holy and God will appear to me?
不是的，是神找他。
So it's not like that. God came to him.
找他给他讲什么话呢？十三节十四节第一段话说，我是耶和华，耶和华你祖宗亚伯拉罕的神，是你以撒的神，我要见你现在所躺卧之地，赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东向西向南向北展开，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福，这是完全是赐给亚伯拉罕和以撒的祝福。
So God appeared to him and told him that he is a God of his father Abraham and Isaac, and then he will give him the land that he's lying on, and his descendant will be like the dust of the earth, and he will spread out to the west, east, and south and north, and the people will be blessed through his offsprings. So it's a blessing for Abraham and Isaac.
这段经文你如果仔细读创世纪十三章二十六章还有十四章十五章，它是完全是生给亚伯拉罕的。
So if you read carefully through Genesis chapter 13 and 18 and other chapters, you will see that this blessing is for Abraham and Isaac.
你知道我们今天我们受洗归在耶稣的名下呢，就是归在亚伯拉罕的约里面。这在加拉太书罗马书呢，使徒保罗就是在为这个辩论，说我们就是属灵的亚伯拉罕的子孙。
So you know, if you are baptized under the name of Jesus Christ, then you are under the promise of Abraham. This is also written in Galatians and also in Romans.
你知道，就是我们耶稣基督呢，就是亚伯拉罕应许的后裔。这个后裔里面呢，他就要祝福万国，我们就进到亚伯拉罕的约里面来了。
So Jesus Christ is the descendant of Abraham. So as you are baptized into the name of Jesus Christ, then you are entering into the promise of the blessing of Abraham.
你知道这个地方神给他讲话的时候呢，第一个不是说雅各很虔诚就去找神，神就怎么样就祝福了他啊。完全是神呢是因着他和亚伯拉罕所立的约，这个约呢雅各拿来了。拿雅各看中了，今天你和我呢都拿来了这个约，你进入耶稣的约里面。
So, the Lord gave him the promise not because he was righteous, but rather it is a promise between God and Abraham. So you and I are the same. If we enter into the promise of of Abraham.Then we will get the blessing from the blessing of Abraham.
那所以这个根本就不在于雅各是一个什么样的人。雅各现在在逃跑，他躲他的哥哥。
It has nothing to do with the character of Jacob because he was running away from his brother Esau.
他这时候你想逃跑的时候，哥哥准备要杀他。他逃跑的时候，你想他在想什么？
So just imagine his brother was coming after him and he was running away. What is in his mind?
你是不是想着就是神啊，我好爱你啊，我真的非常爱你啊，你来接近我吧，让我圣洁吧。
So if you are Jacob, are you saying, oh Lord, I love you, please come and cleanse me. I want to be with close to you.
他是不是这样想的呢？
Was he thinking like that?
他是不是说神啊，我就非常有信心，因为我得到了从亚伯拉罕而来的应许，我不怕，一定应许是属我的，是不是这样呢？
So was he being was he not being fearful and saying that, okay, now I got a blessing from the firstborn, then I'm not afraid, then I will be stand strong because I got a blessing. Was it like that?
对，其实他对他自己是没信心的，所以他逃跑。
But indeed, he has no faith in himself. That's why he was running away.
这是神拣选了他，他进到这个约里面。大家要清清楚楚的知道，神是一个守约的神。
So God handpicked Jacob because he values the blessing.So you have to know about this. Nothing to do with him.
那一个是亚伯拉罕的应许就临到他，这是一个长远的应许，很有一个现在就要神要做的一件事情。
So he got the blessing of Abraham, and it's a thing that God, it's a promise that God needs to do.
现在呢，就现在要做的一件事情，十五节说：“我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你。”领你归回这地，永不离弃你，直到我成全了向你的应许。
So that's why God said that I will be always with you, wherever you go, and I will bring you back to this land.
那如果我是神的话，我看到旁边这个骗子，这么会骗人，这么会逃跑，我会说，我说我一定会保护你。我一直保护你，最后把你领回你的地方。我一直要祝福。
So if I'm God, do you think I will say to the deceiver who are running away from his brother and telling him that, okay, I will be with you to the end of the earth and then I will protect you and bring you back?
这就是我们的神，这就是我们的神。
But this is our God. That's who he is.
那讲到这里你还会想，我们特别是我们中国人还会想，我们从孔夫子的文化里面出来，那他的品格难道神就不管了吗？
So you may ask this question. So especially for the Chinese, because we are under the influence of the Confucian teaching. So you might think, so is his character do not matter anymore?
那这个东西对神来说呢是小菜一碟，神会有办法，下面神就在带领他保护他的过程里面呢，同时会塑造他的品格。
So this thing is a small piece of cake for God, because God is going to lead him.
那最主要的是神和他同在。
So the most important thing is that God will be with him.
神和人同在的时候，人必要改变。
So when God is with a person, the person will change.
所以不要你担心，也不要我担心，只要那个人和神有约呢，神一定会改变他。
So you do not need to worry about that. As long as the person has a promise with God, then God is going to lead him.
最好呢，你和我都不要插手去改变他。神会有办法通过别人插手改变他。
So the best thing is you and I do not interfere with God. So someone else will come. God will find someone else to come interfere and then make the changes in that person.
那事实上神就通过他的这个岳父，后来成为他，是他的舅舅，后来成为他的岳父呢，就来治他的毛病。
So God used his uncle and also his father-in-law in order to change Jacob.
那就说当他逃出去的时候呢，后来逃去就找他的舅舅了啊，找他的舅舅。那碰到他的舅舅的时候呢，这个舅舅呢，非常的诡诈，比他很诡诈。
So he ran away to find his uncle. So when he met his uncle is even more deceitful than him himself.
这个雅各呢，就看上了他的二女儿拉结，长得漂亮。
So Jacob fell in love with his uncle's
Rachel.
Daughter.
他就说，我为了 Rachel 呢，我被服侍你七年。
So he told his uncle that because of Rachel, he will serve him for 7 years.
所以他就拼命工作了七年，看七年未入役，入役日，因为他很喜欢 Rachel, 所以就不觉得苦。
So because he loved Rachel, so 7 years to him was just like a few days, because he really loved Rachel.
所以七年以后呢，就是他的岳父就说，我给你办红礼了，请客吃酒席。
So after 7 years, his uncle said, okay, now it's a wedding day, and then they have a feast, a banquet.
结果呢，雅各当然就非常的高兴啊，就是洞房花烛夜。结果早上起来一看呢，怎么不是 Rachel, 不是拉结，是他的姐姐莉亚。
So Jacob was very happy the day after. When he woke up, he found out his bride wasn't Rachel, but instead it's Rachel's sister Lee.
那他就很生气，找他的岳父，他说我要的是这个拉结，你为什么骗我，把莉亚给我。
So he was very upset and he asked his uncle, I wanted to get married with Rachel, how come you gave me Leah?
他的这个岳父呢，很诡诈，看到这个雅各为他要做工啊，他就说我们这里没有这个规矩，老大没有出嫁就把老二嫁出去，我这样吧，我两个都给你，你高兴了吧。
So his father-in-law is very tricky, deceitful person. So he told Jacob that there is no custom like that in the place where the second daughter is married before the first. So how about this? I give you both of my daughters.
为了那你再服侍我七年。
So for Rachel, serve me another 7 years.
所以他就服侍他14年。
So in total, he served his uncle for 14 years.
后来呢，为了他的产业又服侍了6年，一共服侍了他的岳父20年。
So and later on, he also served his uncle for another 6 years for the inheritance. So in total, 20 years.
那个圣经里面讲呢，他的岳父呢改过他的工价好多次， 骗他好多好多次。
So also in the Bible, it recorded that his father-in-law has changed his wages for several times.
Can you mute your microphone until you share when your time comes? Okay, thank you. 那就说这个雅各呢就说这样受骗，所以那最后呢就是神行事一直不断的来要说祝福他。
But even though Jacob has been through a lot of these things like this, but still God in the end wants to bless him.
那当你听这些故事的时候，你觉得既有趣又没有什么特别的，也想睡觉，但是真的非常的重要，你要仔细听。
So maybe this kind of story is not that interesting to you, but still you have to listen carefully.
你要知道，在这个之前呢。在这个时候啊，雅各每次祷告的时候都是我爷爷的神和爸爸的神，他从来没有祷告过我自己的神。
So you have to know this. Before this, Jacob always prayed, okay, the father of my grandfather, the father of my father. He never prayed God as his own father.
亲爱的，你等一会11点侍奉的时候提醒。是但是呢，在这个时候你就会看到他说，神就是我的神。
But after this, he started to pray that God is his own personal God.
但是从这个我爷爷的神、爸爸的神到我的神中间呢，经历了很多的事情。
But before that, he prayed. He went through a lot of things before he prayed that this is the God of my grandfather, the God of my father.
他一方面被他的岳父来压榨，另一方面呢，神在这个被他岳父压榨的过程中，继续的来祝福他。
So his father-in-law has been constantly oppressing him, but still God blessed him through all this.
给他很多的牛羊，跟他11个儿子，一个女儿。
So God gave him cattle and sheep, the herd, and also gave him 11 sons and one daughter.
那我们再继续的，如果看下去呢？后来他就要逃离这个。他的岳父拉班了，他就逃了，总比要逃，因为他一直欺压他。
So after you read about this, and now Jacob wants to run away from his father-in-law.
他也想回到他的老家去。
He want to go back to his homeland.
我们要看看，就是耶和神呢再一次向他显现，在31章第3节。
So
chapter 31, verse 3, God appeared to him again.
So the Lord said to Jacob, go back to the land of your fathers and to your relatives, and I will be with you.
你想这个时候神向他显现是他去找神还是神去找他呢？
So,Is God coming to him, or was Jacob going, wanting to meet the Lord?
那我想呢是神在找他。
I believe that God came to him.
那圣经里面写的呢，神向雅各这样讲。
So, the Bible says God said this to him.
就是神主动的向他讲。
So God made the initiative to talk to Jacob.
那也许他有过去有过很多的祷告。
Maybe he had many prayers before that.
但是在这20年里面，圣经里面并没有记载他有什么祷告。
But the Bible did not record any of this in these 20 years.
他祷告的时候可能就说，我爷爷的神呢，我爸爸的神呢，你保护我吧。
So he probably prayed that, oh, the father of my grandfather, the father of my father, please bless me.
我这个岳父啊，真的是个王八蛋啊！你想办法对付他一下吧。
My father-in-law is such a bad person. Please help me.
所以他又想想呢，他说：“哎呀，我这个岳父这样骗我。”他又想想：“哎呦，我也骗人啊，不知道怎么祷告了，不祷告了。”
she may think, okay, now my father-in-law deceived me, but I also deceive other people before. I don't know how to pray. Then I don't know how to pray. I don't want to pray.
所以你不知道他怎么祷告，但是呢，神可是信实的，神按照他的约继续向他显现。
So we don't know how he prayed, but still God is faithful and remembering his promise.
所以他终必要逃跑回家的时候呢，神知道他在内心的这一个祷告，向他显现。
So before he ran away from his father-in-law, God knows what is in his heart, so he appeared to Jacob.
所以这个时候就讲说，我要带你回去。
And God said, okay, I will lead you back to your hometown.
我要会和你同在。
And I will be with you.
啊，而且他在这个十二节又讲，他说呢，神怎么讲呢？他说，你看我，你岳父向你所做的这些坏事，我都看见了。你看我怎么祝福你。
And, verse 12 and 13, he said, okay, I have seen what Laban has been doing to you.So I will help you.
是他说我是伯特利的神，你在那里用油浇过柱子，向我许过愿。现今你起来离开这里，回你本地去吧。
So verse 13 says, I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed a pillar and where you made a vow to me. Now leave this land at once and go back to your native land.
神也提醒他，他在伯特利的时候，就是神现他逃跑的时候，第一次显现的时候呢，就是他也应许呢，说是许过愿，他回去以后呢，他要把他爷爷的神当成他自己的神，也要把所有的献上十分之一。
So God reminded him of the of where he made the anointed a pillar and where he made the vow to God because he said that.After, if you bring me back to this land, I will serve you as my own God. And yeah.
所以呢，就是这时候呢，神就是向他显现，就是要来这样来祝福他。那神呢，在这个过程里面不断的在保护他。我们再看另一节经文，在31:29。
So God has protected him through all of this. We're gonna look at another verse.Verse 29.
那个时候呢，就是他的岳父就开始追赶他，因为他带着他的岳父的两个女儿，就是他的两个妻子，还有他岳父的外孙啊，就是他的孩子就开始跑了，带着牛群羊群往外跑啊。结果呢，神就向他的岳父显现，就是警告他的岳父。所以29这样讲。
So now he ran away from his father-in-law with the wives and the children, and God also appeared to his father-in-law. So this is what it says in the Bible.
他的岳父就怎么给他讲呢？岳父给他怎么讲呢？他说你，这个，我手中原有能力害你，只是你父亲的神昨夜对我说，你要小心，不可与雅各说好说歹。
So in verse 29, Laban said, I have the power to harm you, but last night God of your father said to me, be careful not to say anything to Jacob, either good or bad.
那这时候呢，你看雅各的岳父呢，他也认得这位神是他爸爸的神。
So even Laban called him the God of your father. So not the father of him, Jacob himself, but his father.
但是这位神呢，一直保护着雅各。
But this God has always protected Jacob.
在关键的时候，他就出来，就来保护他，显现。
In the most critical times, he appears.And he was there to protect Jacob.
那因为他和他有约。
Because he has a covenant with Jacob.
那我们继续再读下去的时候，但后来他的岳父追上他，就是说了一番话，两个人就立约，我们井水不犯河水，吃了一顿饭，最后就分开了。你不要来害我，我也不害你。
So after that, Laban and Jacob made the covenant so that they will not harm each other.
那后来他就继续往前走，那走到一个地方呢，叫做雅各渡口。那个地方呢，他就开始非常非常的挣扎。
So later on, he continued to go, and he got to a place called what's the name of the place? Sorry.
Yeah, 雅各渡口。
It's called a Ford of Jabbok.
Yeah, Ford of
Jabbok. So they came to a place called the Ford of Jabbok.
他突然又害怕起来了。
And he got scared.
为什么呢？约父这档子事情过去了，但是他前面哥哥要来追杀他。
Why is that? Because now he's over his father-in-law, but now he has to think about his brother, who is also coming after him.
那他就怎么办呢？
So what now?
他就想了很多的办法，因为这个人呢很聪明，雅各非常的聪明，他有好多的想法。
So Jacob is a very smart person. He has a lot of ideas. So he came up with a plan.
所以他就把这个人呢分成两队，一队是利亚和他的孩子们仆人们，另一队呢是拉结和他的孩子们仆人们。
So he divides his people into two groups.One group is Leah and his sons and daughters, and also the servants. And the other group is the Rachel group with their children and also their servants.
他呢就在队伍的最后边。
So he was at the very end of the group, the line.
那他就说，如果以扫来攻击这一队呢，另一队都可就可以逃跑。如果以扫来攻击另一队呢，这一队就可以逃跑。
So he thought to himself that if Jacob came and attacked one group, the other group could escape. If he attacked the other group, other group can escape.
他呢待在队伍的最后面，圣经没有说他为什么待在队伍的最后面。
So he stayed at the very end of the line, the group.
那有可能就是他就说，即使两队人马全被杀了，他很可以逃跑。
So, the Bible did not tell us why he stayed behind. Maybe he thought that if both groups are killed, he can still survive.
也许呢，就说他心里实在过不去，他真的要来祷告了，一个人在那边祷告。
Or maybe he was really afraid that he has to pray at the end.
所以他这个人就是会算会逃。
So he is a person with he's a person that likes to run away,
Like to plan, calculate and run away. 那这个时候呢，就是往回逃也逃不了了。他的岳父已经给他立约，你不能过来。
So now he has no way back because his father-in-law already told him that, okay, you cannot across my boundaries because they have a covenant.
他算也算不清楚。
So he cannot do this calculation anymore.
他一直要神祝福他，神给了他两个老婆，十二个孩子，神就祝福了他呀。那他现在如果一对拉结那一对死掉，留下利亚的，他能活得好吗？啊，怎么样都活不了。
So God already gave him all the blessings with two wives and 12 children. So, but if one of the group dies, how can he live well without the other group?
那如果他自己逃跑了，他很会跑，最后留在队伍的最后逃跑了，别的人都死掉了，有什么好处？他想不通，现在他真的想不通了。
So if he is the only one that survived after the both group being killed, then how can he live well? He couldn't he couldn't sense these things out now.
那今天呢，我们跟神有约的人呢，神都会把我们带领到一个地步呢，他第一个 会来磨练我们的品格。
So as a follower, we always wrestle with God to the point that we have to. Sorry, we have to. Sorry, can you say that again?
Our character will be shaped.
Yeah.
那今天呢？这个光降的时候呢，神就要最后一步要来改变他的品格。
So at this critical time, at the very last, God needs to deal with his character.
他的性格里面有两个东西，一个是骗，一个是逃。
So in Jacob's life, he has two things. One is to deceive, the other is to run away.
这个时候呢，他既不能骗，也不能逃。
But now he cannot lie to anyone, and he cannot run away from anyone now.
那下面你看的时候呢，也很有意思，就是神裁派了一个使者，圣经里面说就是神来和他摔跤。
So it says, Jacob said to wrestle with God. So God sent someone to wrestle with him.
他一直摔跤，但是这个人呢，问一句很特别的话，就是你的名字叫什么？
So this person, they will wrestle, and then this person asks a very interesting question. He asks, what is your name?
那这个雅各呢，这时候含有他性格里面最主要的一个东西呢，正面的东西，他抓住神。他说，你一定要来祝福我，你不祝福我，不让你走。
So Jacob, and also one of his character is that he likes to grasp. So he said, you have to bless me before you go.
弟兄姐妹，这个东西呢，这个品格啊，神非常的看重。他就说你要祝福我，不祝福我不让你走。这个东西啊，神非常看重。
So, God take this very seriously because He likes this kind of character that you will hold on to the blessing until the end. Like you ask for blessing until the end.
今天如果有这样的人，我告诉你，神不祝福他才怪了。
So if there one person like that, then It is surreal if God do not bless him.
可惜今天很多人就像以扫一样，为了把肚子吃饱啊，长子的就是他就把这个长子的名分就卖了。
But sadly, a lot of people are like Esau today, that willing to sacrifice his birthright for a bowl of lentil soup.
所以今天世界上很多很多的人看起来很聪明。也很好的品格，但是呢，为了吃一碗饭呢，就把上帝生命的源头丢掉了。
So a lot of people, even though they have good education, and but still they are willing to sacrifice God's blessing for food.
弟兄姐妹，这就是现在世人的一个状况。为什么神恨恶以扫，并不是以扫的品格不好，而是他把最重要的东西丢掉了。
So that's a problem today in our society that Jacob is not because, God hates Esau not because of his character, but rather because he did not value God.
他抓了芝麻，丢了西瓜。
So he got the least and then lost the most.
所以这是问题的所在。
So that's the source of all the problems.
那雅各不管是他多么不好呢，这个人他懂得抓西瓜丢芝麻。
So even though Jacob may not seem to be a nice person, but he knows to get the watermelon instead of a sesame seed.
就是芝麻就是最小的东西，哎，西瓜是大的东西，他抓住了大的。
So sesame seed represents the small things, and watermelon represents the greater things, the bigger things.
但是呢，神要祝福他，全辈的祝福下来之前呢，全然的也要来改变他。
So while God pour out all his blessings, at the same time, God is also changing Jacob's character.
第一个，把他逼到一个境地，他只有依靠神，他没有别的依靠，不能依靠他的聪明，不能依靠他的逃跑。
So one is that Jacob is now in a situation that he could not rely on his own intelligence, but rather have to rely on God.
他现在兵分几路都没有用， 他逃跑也逃不掉。
No matter how many groups he will divide his family into, he cannot escape from this.
而且呢，神这时候要问他的名字，说你叫什么名字？
And now God asks him this question, what is your name?
那为什么要问他的名字呢？因为他前面得到的祝福是以以扫的名义得到的祝福，你明白吗？那是以扫的祝福。
So why he asked his name? Because he, Jacob got all the blessing in the name of Esau.
那今天要问他，你的名字叫什么？
And now he's asked him, what is your name?
他就说，我的名字叫雅各，我的名字就是个骗子。
So he said, my name is Jacob, meaning a liar.
那他这个名字隐藏了很多年。今天他要真实的向神来交代，他的名字就是个骗子。
So he has hid his identity for many years, but today he needs to come plainly before the Lord and telling him that admitted that he is a liar.
今天神要让我们得到全备祝福之前呢，要我们也有这样一个承认，叫做 confession， 就是承认我们自己的本性，这是非常重要。
So now we are here before the Lord. We have also, like Jacob, need to confess who we are.
那当他说我的名字就是雅各的时候呢，神就给他改名字，说从此以后你不叫雅各，叫以色列。
So after he answered his name was Jacob, the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel."
那以色列的意思呢，就是跟神争的意思，跟神摔跤，不是跟人摔跤。
So the name Israel means to struggle or wrestle with God, not with man.
那今天神给他改名字以后呢，神就说你赢了，你跟人跟神摔跤都赢了。
And after that he said, you have won. Between man and God, you have won.
那当一个人真正的把自己的本性摆在神的面前，继续的抓住神的祝福不放的时候呢，神就说你赢了。
So if you come before him, come before him just for who you are, plainly come to him and struggle with him, and God will say you have overcome.
他在这个亚伯渡口这一种祷告呢，这一种摔跤呢，就是一种这种得胜的一种祷告，突破性的祷告。
So the way he's wrestled with the Lord. In this place is like a overcome a prayer.
你知道什么叫突破性的祷告吗？好多时候我们遇到一些事情呢，我们有很多方法去选择，很多种方法去做。
So do you understand the meaning of a breakthrough prayer? Is that when you are in the midst of something that you have to do?
有两种不同的做法，一种做法就是哇，赶紧打开计算机，赶紧这面找人那面找人，脸上表现出一种非常焦虑的神色。
So you are facing many challenges. So one thing you may do is that, or you open up your computers, you start doing the calculations and start calling out for help.
找这个人说是你的错，是你错，你为什么不帮我怎么样？再找那个人怎么样怎么样
？So you may.Ask this person and say, okay, this is your fault and you are the one who blame, to blame and stuff like that.
那还有一种方法呢，就是找神，就像雅各这里一样，抓住神，在夜里面跟他摔跤说，你就要祝福我。
So another way is to wrestle with God, just like what Jacob did at during this night, to wrestle with him and say, God, come and help us, help me, bless me.
你不再去找人，也找不了什么人了。
So you no longer rely on another person, because you can't rely on no one.
但是在主的面前，你要承认你自己是谁。
But in the presence of the Lord, you have to confess who you are.
如果是你有错，你就要承认你的错。
If you have wrongdoings, then admit that you have done something wrong.
如果你不行，你就承认你不行。
So if you can't do anything, just admit that you couldn't do it.
那这个时候，当我们承认自己本性的时候呢，神说你就赢了。
So when you confess who you are, then God will say that you have overcome.
好多人在这样的祷告里面，就有一个极大的平安临到他，他那个事情就可以交托。
So through this kind of prayer, the great peace will come upon the person and he will experience a breakthrough.
雅各这个时候经历这样的祷告，经历这样的得胜。
So now Jacob has experienced this kind of prayer and this kind of breakthrough in his life.
很有一件有趣的事情，虽然他得胜了呢，神好像让他腿给瘸了。
But another interesting thing is that even though he has overcome, God has made him limped.
我跟你讲，这是完全的得胜。
I tell you that this is a total breakthrough, an overcomer.
那为什么？
Why?
因为一个人他如果他的这个过去的最厉害的地方就是逃跑的话，今天他的腿瘸了就逃不了了。他只能依靠神，感谢主。
If a person who always run away from things and now he's limp, he cannot run away.
我在我的过去的生命里面，好多时候神把我最能干的那个东西拿去，非常的痛苦，非常非常痛苦。但是呢，我抓住了神。
So in my own personal experience, that God has taken away my my strength, the things that I rely on the most.
但是今天我一直要感谢神，把那个东西拿走。
But today I want to praise the Lord for taking away the things that.I relied on the most.
我得到了神。
And I got Jesus. I got God.
得到了神，什么东西都得到了。
When I got when I received God, I received everything else.
这里雅各呢，下面去面对他的哥哥以扫的时候呢，他的哥哥以扫，神就让他的哥哥以扫跟他和好。
So after that, when when Jacob met his brother Esau, there was a reconciliation between the brothers.
那我今天呢就讲到这里。通过雅各这样一个故事呢，我就是鼓励大家，第一个呢要知道神和你有约，他不会离弃你。
So through the story of Jacob, I want to remind you that you have a covenant with God, and He will never forsake you.
第二点，你对你的品格如果不满意的话呢？神会来塑造你。
So the second thing is that if you are not satisfied with your own character, don't worry about that. God is going to deal with you.
或者他给你像拉班这样的岳父，或者给你一个很厉害的太太。
Maybe he will give you a father-in-law like Laban, or maybe give you a tough wife.
但是你要知道呢，他在拉班的手下真的受了祝福。
But you have to know that under the hands of Laban, he received his blessing.
你知道世界上有多少个岳父愿意把两个女儿给你吗？
Do you know how many father-in-law on this earth is going to give you two of his own daughters?
开玩笑了，就是他真的在拉班的手下，接受很多的祝福。
So I'm just joking, but indeed he, under the hand of Laban, he received all his blessings.
所以他会来改变你的性格，不要担心。
So God is going to deal with your character, don't worry about that.
第三个，在需要的时候，神会让你做突破性的祷告，你要突破，不要一直在那个方罩里面，抓这个人，抓那个人，你要改名字，从抓改成遇神摔跤。
The third thing is that to God, there will be a time that you will experience the breakthrough in your life where you will no longer blame other people and but rely on God Himself.
你不再是抓了这个抓那个。
You're no longer called Jacob and to grasp this and to grab that.
你却把它降服在神的面前交托的时候呢，神就说你得胜了。
So when you lay down all of this before the Lord, and God will say that you have overcome.
你真的得胜了，就像雅各一样，他看到他的哥哥真的退兵了。
And indeed, you will overcome just like Jacob.
所以今天我就讲到这里，我们做一个祷告呢，让 Mary Wang 有些见证来讲。
So I will pray, and then later on, we will ask Mary to share her testimony.
主啊，我们天上的父亲，谢谢你，你是雅各的神。
Our Heavenly Father, thank you that you are the Father of Jacob.
你是我们的神。
You are also our God.
谢谢你，你拣选了我们，你的约不会改变。
Thank you for choosing us, and your promises will never change.
谢谢你，你是信实的，你也会改变我们的生命。
Thank you that you are faithful, that you will surely come and deal with our characters.
谢谢你，你必然会让我们成为一个得胜者，让我们真的在你里面完全的得胜。
Thank you, Lord, that you will make us overcomers, that we can overcome the problems that in our life.
主啊，谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
你继续在我们生命里面做这样一个提升的工作。
Continue to do this things in our lives so that we can change.
耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.